Welcome, my beautiful darling slave. Settle down, settle in. I have a lot on my mind, and I'm sure that it'll pique your mind, stroke your curiosity. Just settle down and listen. Are you alone? Are you in a quiet space? Are you comfortable? The next half hour or so belongs to the two of us and should be completely without interruption. So find somewhere nice and quiet. Get naked. Yes, even glasses and watches have to come off too. Because for the next half hour, I'm going to talk, and you are going to listen. This may come as a surprise to you, slave, but I've owned females. I like women. I like their pussies. The way they slick up when I touch them. The way they smell and taste when I eat them. I love tits. Firm and round. That beautiful teardrop shape. I love how earnest and enthusiastic girls are when they eat pussy. So savage. So hungry. Passionate and sexy. I don't like to put a label on it, but some might call me bisexual. 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 That word strikes a chord with you, doesn't it? If it didn't, you wouldn't have come in for this session. Maybe you've had qualms about admitting it. Maybe you haven't had opportunity to practice it. But somewhere deep down in your psyche, the word, the thought, the premise of being bisexual. Speaks to you, doesn't it? Oh, well, baby, I'm here to help. I'm here to do whatever it takes for you to unearth those urges inside of you, for you to get deep down into the heart of the matter. Now I know a thing or two about consciousness. I know that it sits at the surface of your awareness like a large bubble. But those bisexual urges, those are deep-seated. So I'm going to need you to go deeper, and I'm going to help you with that. First, I want you to imagine that your consciousness is like a bubble, sitting at the surface of your thoughts and awareness. Now, at the count of three, you're going to pop that bubble. One, two, three. There we go. Now, I want you to recreate that bubble at a deeper level. Think of going down, 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 low. To the seat, not of your thoughts, but to the seat of your feelings. Where do they come from? From whence do they emanate? Go down there and rebuild the bubble of consciousness. It'll be like seeing in the dark. At the count of three, your consciousness will appear lower, deeper, and originate from the same area as your feelings. In 1, 2, 3. Excellent.
Excellent.
Do you see how perfect it is? Do you see how beautiful it is that your conscious now exists at a more refined, more deep-seated level? You've done a wonderful job up to this point. Now I just want you to let go. And keep letting go. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to see. All you have to do is allow the sound of my voice to do all the thinking for you. The sounds emanating from my lips flood your ears, your brain, the entire space behind your eyes is full of me. There is no more room for your thoughts.
More room for your thoughts. No more room for your thoughts. No more room for your thoughts. No more room.
There exists no allowance for external input. Only my voice. It does all the thinking, all the wanting, all the doing for you. This is what you want, and that's just how it is for the male submissive soul. This is the part where your cock starts to tingle just a little bit, because it knows what's in store. Instruction.
Instruction.
Leading.
Leading.
Coercing.
Coercing.
I am your goddess, and I lead you in the ways that you wish to go. I know what you want. I know what you need, and I know just how to provide them for you. I know that your breathing has gotten steadier. It's gotten just a little bit more even, a tad bit deeper. Breaths are longer, deeper. They're stretching out like rubber bands. Slowly but surely, so slow, so sweet.
Slowly but surely, so slow, so sweet. Slowly but surely, so slow, so sweet. Slowly but surely, so slow, so sweet.
Slowly that you almost don't notice it. Just like a rubber band, we want that slow, long, profound stretch so that it stretches gently and gradually, evenly, and doesn't snap, 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 is what we don't want. Free floating. is what we do want. Like a rubber band, elastic and sure, you're stretching down deeper into yourself, and I'm taking you there. I, Goddess Athalia, I'm letting you know that it's okay. It's okay to want. It's okay to need. It's okay to feel, my slave. I know about all the porn you've watched. I know that you make it hard and twitchy and leaky at the sight of a beautiful girl's tits, at the sight of her wet, swollen, juicy pink pussy sliding up and down a cock. You feel good as soon as her breasts bounce. You feel good every time you notice how hard her nipples are. Those curl when the man makes her come. The way she cries out that his cock strokes her spot just right. And it's so good. It's so fucking good to watch a sexy woman take charge, to watch her ride a slave, to take the cock that she needs, to come at her own will. But I know, we both know about the way your eyes inevitably drift down to that cock that's buried in her pussy. The way it's shiny and slick with her juice, veiny and hard, throbbing and pink. You can't take your eyes off of his cock, can you? You see it coated with the woman's juice, but you can't think of anything except having that throbbing, leaking, veiny cock, filling your mouth from cheek to cheek, that soft, velvety weight on your tongue, as he coats your mouth with her juice, salty and acrid and sweet, and oh so perfect. Made more perfect by the fact that you're sucking it off a hard cock. His hips, so boyish, so narrow and firm, start to cant towards you. Your warm, sweet mouth is so good to him. He can't help fucking it. And you like that. You like feeling the salty, bulbous tip of his prick at the back of your throat, the way it brushes your uvula. You can't seem to get enough of it. Before you know it, you've become a greedy whore. You want to gag on his cock, his big, perfect, throbbing cock. More than you want your next breath. You never imagine anything tasting so good as his hard, throbbing, aching cock. Yes, he has set a punishing rhythm. Your lips swell in purple and bruise every time he thrusts in and out and in and out. In and out Yes, you're a little bit uncomfortable. Yes, you're drooling everywhere. The slick only making it that much easier for him to pump in and out and in and out and in and out. But none of that matters now. All that matters is knowing that you've pleased your man. All that matters is achieving the ultimate reward for your hard, hard work. That burst of salty, creamy goodness at the back of your throat, filling your mouth with taste, with flavor, with spunk as he comes, as he holds the back of your head, presses you into his groin, and proceeds to pump and pump and throb and throb and spurt his ultimate pleasure into your eager, boorish, cock-sucking mouth. Oh. Oh. And like the hopelessly bisexual slut that you are, you find that you've wanted his cock more than you've wanted anything. That hot, creamy reward splashing against your soft palate tells you everything to know about what a good fucking boy you are and what a sweet little cocksucker you were born to be. It all makes sense now. All makes perfectly wonderful sense as his beautiful, narrow, square hips proceed to pump, pump, and pump against your face as he cries out, his moan so manly and deep. I know what you need, baby. And this is it. This is what you've wanted and fucking needed for so long. As a goddess who occasionally enjoys the pleasures of the same sex, I suggest you do the same. Soft curves, sweet smelling skin are wonderful. You know they are. But sometimes you need your own kind. You need the hard, rocky plains of a man who wants you. The dips, the striations, the definition of his big, hard muscles. The way he wants you. The way he growls when he's getting impatient. The way he screams when you suck him just right. The way that big, beautiful cock feels when it's buried deep in your ass, into the hilt. Oh, you love it, don't you, sweetheart? The way you can feel every vein and throb. And I know how you stuff your ass with all manner of toys, vegetables even, that desperate, hungry ass. And you can get off well enough. Cock feels so good when it's spurting off of prostate stimulation. But take it from me, darling. There's nothing like a cock. A fleshy, hard, living, throbbing cock. That heat. That pulsing. It'll feel so good once it's inside you. Your mouth, your hand, your ass, doesn't matter. As long as it's attached to your man, as long as it's swelling and hardening and coming just for you, you'll be happy, you'll be content. I know you're my good boy. I know that you seek me out for guidance. I know that you need these sessions just to stay sane, just to feel like yourself, just to get your deepest, most secret urges satisfied. So heed what I say, obey my words, and follow through what I tell you. Find a man, a sexy man, a beautiful man that you want and that wants you. Take his cock and treat it like gold. Enjoy the power and satisfaction that you feel from seeing it go from a soft noodle to a hard spear, ready to penetrate your mouth or your ass, all the ways that I know you're imagining. Take that cock, serve it, love it, be at its beck and call. Be who you were meant to be. Be bisexual. Life's too short to pretend that pussy is enough for you. There's a sexy motherfucker out there waiting for a slave like you to treat it to everything that it's been missing and so, so much more. I am Goddess Athalia. And you are my good boy. Continue to be the beautiful bisexual slut that you were born to be, and to serve your one true goddess with more purchases and tributes.